from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president heads for Las Vegas.
It's a very, very sad day for me personally.
U.S. President Donald Trump visiting Las Vegas today as investigators there continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room high above, killing at least 58 people and then himself.
Well, it's a very sad thing. We're going to pay our respects and to see the police who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And, yeah, they're learning a lot more. And that'll be announced at the appropriate time.
The president has also described the shooter as a sick and demented person and said the discussion about any new gun regulations is for a later time. Authorities have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired shots for between 9 and 11 minutes from his 32nd-floor room at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. In addition to those killed, more than 500 people were injured during the attack.
Desde hace ya tiempo,
Spain's King Felipe VI on Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive, calling it illegal. In a rare television address, the king also accused Catalonia's leaders of repeated consciously and deliberately breaching the constitution and showing disloyalty toward the state. And he appealed for Spanish unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Ux said the speech appeared to set the stage for the government's next step.
My view is that he was preparing the rest of us for what will be the next step in this. And the most probably the Spanish government will apply the Article 155 of the Constitution.
This is